Foul Ball Area brings you more interviews.
We come to win at every game. We just play the game and have fun.
More analysis.
It's top notch. It's exactly what you want to do. Any opportunity that you get to score a run, you have to take advantage of it.
And more excitement than anywhere else.
I'm excited. You should be too. It's going to be fun.
Stay up to date with all of your RCBL action with the Foul Ball Area podcast every Wednesday at rcbobaseball.com.
Good Friday morning, RCBL fans, and welcome to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast, the official podcast of the Rockingham County Baseball League. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, lending me your ears for the next couple of minutes as we talk about some RCBL baseball right here at foulballarea.com. That's right, it is the end of the 2018 RCBL season, which means the podcast is moving back to foulballarea.com. So you can find it there, find it on Facebook and Twitter still. Please make sure to keep up with it throughout the RCBL offseason. I know it has been a while since we've done an episode of the podcast, but between me moving back into Blacksburg and starting classes at Virginia Tech for my senior year, I had to take a little bit of time off from the podcast. But we're back with a new episode, and it's about time because something big happened just Wednesday night. The Bridgewater Reds won their second straight RCBL title. They swept the Clover Hill Bucks to win back-to-back RCBL championships. I really am sad that I could not have been there for the RCBL finals this year. I was really upset that I had to miss that I couldn't be there to watch the Reds and the Bucks face off in the finals. But anyway, the Bridgewater Reds did sweep Clover Hill, finish off the series Wednesday night with a 5-1 win over the Bucks. Games 1 and 2 were they were kind of close. Bridgewater won game 1 5-3. Game 2, they won it 5-4, so those two games were a little close. And then in Game 3, it looked like Clover Hill might have had it there at the beginning. They jumped out to a 3-2 lead, but then the Reds came roaring back. They won the game 10-3. Tyler Bocock had a complete game on the mound, pitched 9 innings, struck out 7 batters, gave up just 3 runs. And then Game 4, where the Reds finished it off, that started on Tuesday night. The Reds went up 2-0 in the first inning. Tyler Bocock hit a 2-run home run to give the Reds that lead. Got rained out in the top of the fourth inning, so they would push it off until Wednesday night. They resumed it in the top of the fourth. One runner on base, 2 outs, and a 2-2 count in the top of the fourth. The Reds were leading 2-1 over the Bucks. The Reds went on to score 3 runs in the sixth inning, and they would end up winning Game 4, sweeping Clover Hill for their second straight RCBL title. They've now won 2017 and 2018, the RCBL championship. So congratulations to the Bridgewater Reds for a phenomenal couple of seasons, a great 2018 season. They were one of the best teams to watch this year, by far one of the best offensive teams. The power that they had in their lineup was just amazing to watch all season long, and they were a really fun team to watch, especially in the playoffs. They had some close games, then they had some really dominating games where they would just go out there and run over their opponents. So a fantastic season by the Bridgewater Reds. Congratulations on their championship. Like I said, it is back-to-back titles for the Reds. Last year was the first time that they had won a title since 1999. So they're getting some momentum going again. They had that big streak there in the 90s, and now they're building up that little streak again with back-to-back titles last year and this year. Also, with this year's championship, they are now tied with Clover Hill for the most titles in RCBL history with 17 league championships. So the Bucks and the Reds, like I said, two rivals, two of the most historic teams in the league, they're tied for the lead with most championships of all time. Tyler Bocock won the RCBL Finals MVP for the second straight season. He won regular season MVP this year, and then he capped it off by winning Finals MVP. In the four-game series, he batted .353, hit 2 home runs, drove in 9 runs, pitched 1 game, he went the complete game, got the win, and struck out 7 batters. So pretty good series by Tyler Bocock, his second straight Finals MVP, and he also, like I said, won the regular season MVP award this year as well. So I decided to catch up with Tyler and talk to him about winning the Finals MVP and what it means to him to win back-to-back championships. So I've got 2018 Finals MVP Bridgewater Reds pitcher shortstop Tyler Bocock on the phone with me. Tyler, coming off your second straight championship with the Reds, how's it feel winning back-to-back titles?
It's awesome. It's awesome to do with the family and, you know, friends that come to the games and fans. You know, it's a good time to be around those guys and play. you know, with guys that you know, and win it with guys that you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How much more special is it to win those championships with your family? Got your cousins, your stepbrother, other friends that you've grown up playing baseball with. How much more does that mean to you?
I think a championship's a championship, really. Like, in the end, you know, you go out and win it. But I think it's kind of a little bit more special, at least for me, because, you know, it's something you can look back on and, you know, years from now, with your family, that's always going to be, you know, they're with you and they're around you, that you can, you know, look back on it and talk about it. And so it's always going to be maybe a little bit more sweet.
Coming into this year's postseason, you guys were the 3 seed, second place in the West Division right behind Clover Hill. And then you beat Newmarket in the semifinals. You go on to face Clover Hill in the finals. What was your mentality going into that final series, playing Clover Hill again, back-to-back years?
I know they're a good baseball team, so we just wanted to, you know, limit mistakes, obviously, on defense. You know, you don't want to ever give a team extra outs. And just try and get to their pitchers, chip away maybe one run at a time. You know, their pitchers are good pitchers, so any chance we had to get a run, we just made sure that we could execute and get those runs in. And then, you know, pitching, just executing low in the zone and letting our defense play. I think that was the main focus, at least going into the series. And getting game one is huge. And then, you know, just getting a lead early in the series was the biggest point of emphasis, I think.
So this year's finals between you guys and Clover Hill, it was Clover Hill the best pitching in the league and Bridgewater the best hitting in the league. Was it roughly the same as last year's final series, or what did you notice that was kind of different in this year's series?
I think it was different in its own way. Clover Hill this year had to they rested a little bit more than they rested last year. I mean, last year they had to come off playing Newmarket. I don't know what that plays into, you know, but, you know, both teams are good teams. They played each other, and, you know, we happened to be the victor at the end of the day, and it was a good series. And I think, you know, they probably would have liked to have some plays back, just as much as we could have probably done some things differently. But I think at the end of the day, our team and our talent, you know, took over and ended up, you know, outlasting Clover Hill and getting that 17th title.
I know at one point I told you that I hoped the series would go all 7 games so I could come home, make the trip back from Blacksburg for game 7. You told me there was no way it was going 7 games, so you were pretty confident, but did you think it would end up in a sweep?
I think that was the goal. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to prove how good we were, and I think that came out in the series. But at the same time, you go in confident. You have to believe that your team's going to win every time you go out to play. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be as successful. So I think we believe that we were going to go out and sweep. You still got to go out and do it and beat a good baseball team in Clover Hill. And I'm just, you know, proud of our guys for being able to do that.
You mentioned that it is Bridgewater's 17th title. So now they're tied all time with Clover Hill for the most titles in league history. What's the future look like for the Reds from now?
I know the future looks like this. There's a wiffle ball game today. There's a Bridgewater Reds dinner tonight, and that's about as far as we're looking into it. I think we're just going to enjoy it for now. And whatever plays out in the future, we'll just have to wait and see.
So Tyler Bocock winning regular season MVP, goes on to win finals MVP, Bridgewater back-to-back RCBL championships. Tyler, thanks for taking the time out of your wiffle ball schedule to join me today.
You got it, Matt. Always, buddy.
Tyler Bocock, 2018 RCBL Finals MVP. Other big performers around the Reds lineup from the 2018 RCBL Finals. Brian Bocock batted 500. He went 8-for-16 with 3 runs scored and a run driven in for the Reds. Corbin Lucas batted 429 with a home run and 3 RBIs. Josh Wright right behind him batting 412 during the finals. Derek Shiflett pitched in 2 games during the finals. He started game 1, a game that he won 5-3. He pitched a complete game, struck out 9 batters, gave up just 3 runs. Then he pitched 4 shutout innings of game 4 on Wednesday night, walked 1 batter, but gave up no runs on 4 hits in 4 innings of relief. So the Bridgewater Reds 2018 RCBL champions, back-to-back championships, for one of the most historic teams in the league, now tied for the all-time lead in league titles with their rival Clover Hill Bucks. It's been a fantastic 2018 season. It was really fun to watch all the action around the league. Congratulations to all the teams on a great season. It was great to see all the teams compete and succeed. And it was a great season. Every team was fun to watch, fun to cover from a journalistic standpoint, whether we were broadcasting their games or writing stories or having players and coaches on the podcast. It was just really fun to be around the teams this summer, and just covering the league for the second summer has been a fantastic experience. I loved every minute of it. I really love the relationships that I've made with the people around the league, the players, the coaches, the fans, the managers. Everyone is just phenomenal. I love being a part of this league, and I really thank everyone for making the past two summers some of the best summers that I've had in my life, especially in my journalism career. Just being able to cover this historic and really great baseball league that's just kind of hidden in the middle of the Shenandoah Valley. It's been a really fun experience. I really appreciate everything that everyone has done to help me over the past two summers, and I hope that I've provided you all with a high level of coverage and done a good job providing stories about all the teams and players in the league. I really appreciate my staff, Dwyer Neal and Nick Stevens, helping out with some of the writing stories and broadcasting and all the stuff that they did for me this summer for the league. I really appreciate that. They did a fantastic job, and I can't thank them enough. If you want to continue to follow Nick's work, he does post all of his work on his Twitter account. That's at @CoachNick_14. You can follow all of his work on there. He writes for a website called ArmchairAllAmericans.com. He runs their MLB department, so you can find all his work right there. If you want to continue to follow my work, you can follow me at a couple of different outlets here in Blacksburg. I help out with the Tech Lunch Pail. That's on Twitter at @TechLunchPailD or TechLunchPail.com. Or you can follow WUVT Sports. That's on Twitter at WUVT Sports FM 90.7. And you can listen to our Sunday talk show on WUVT.VT.edu. You can also continue to listen to the podcast at Foul Ball Area on Twitter and Facebook and FoulBallArea.com. I hope that you all will continue to listen to the podcast throughout the offseason, as I'll probably bring my friend Trey Lyle back on, try to have some other guests back on. I will be doing some interviews with some RCBL guys, talking to them about their seasons, their careers, where they're going from here. So stick around, listen to those. I think those will be interesting with some of the guests that we have lined up for the upcoming episodes of the podcast. So once again, I really do appreciate you all listening to the podcast, reading our stories, listening to the broadcast that we did this summer. It's been a fantastic summer. It's been really fun. I've gotten to see some great baseball, meet some great people, and it's just been a really great experience. Congratulations again to the Bridgewater Reds on back-to-back RCBL championships. They've had a great run, and I'm excited to see where they go from here. It's been really fun watching not just the Reds, but every team around the RCBL over the past two seasons. I've really enjoyed being around these teams in this league. But I think that about does it for this episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast and for our coverage of the 2018 RCBL season. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm Matthew Atkins. We'll be back next week with another episode of Foul Ball Area.